I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you are ready for fun with Melly. This is we're going to have a great time today. As always, if you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. So today we're going to talk about what's going on with the Strait of Hormuz. I want to connect some dots for you. I hope you are ready for that. And also just some housekeeping things at the end. So I think you'll really enjoy some kind of cool things, that some little hints. And one thing that kind of was going viral today a little bit, and I'll talk about that at the end too. This is my website right here, melissaredpill.com, so you can find the real Melly, and you could also find out what I mean when I say that this is biblical. So somebody's coming on. Oh, how could you be telling this thing? You know, you're deceiving your people. I'm like, they're asking questions. They clearly have never watched the show and they've never read any of the books, because I answer all these questions. I mean, there's nobody who does more to explain scripture verse by verse by verse than I do. And my books are chock full of scripture trying to explain it. But anyway, that's okay. I'm fine with being, attacked. That's not anything. That's not anything new. I've been attacked for a long, long time. We all have. Anyway, so definitely check out melissaredpill.com. And also if you go there, if you want to find out more information about the end times, click on this little button here, right here, that says end times info. And if you're new, and you'll find out, and I answer all these questions. It's really great news though, because it's the end times for them. If you don't read the books, that's okay. It's the end times for them, and it's 1,000 years of peace for us. But I do answer, and I actually, you know what I was thinking? I would like to ask you guys questions in the chat about, you know, if you are really clear, if you remember. I'm going to ask this question. I'm going to do it. Okay, everybody put down in the chat, what is, here's like a class. I'm a teacher, so that's what I do. So, what is the meaning of the 666? We know that we were told that it is it represents the enemy. But you have to read Revelation 13, I think it's verse 18, very, very carefully. So you guys write down in the chat. I see you guys over there. Good morning. I want to see you guys remind me that you know what is the real meaning of the 666. Okay. That's just one example of what we do, is we decode what the truth is from God's word compared to what they misled us on. Hello, they misled us on everything. Of course, they would mislead us on end times to try to get us to stand down, right? We know that. All right, so let's get started on what we're talking about today, though. This is the Strait of Hormuz. Maybe you don't even know where this is, what it is. And so this is a very big thing that is going on. This is, you have to go through the Strait of Hormuz to get into this area. And it's very, very tight. It's very hard to maneuver. And so you cannot go quickly. And so Iran, the Iranian regime, decided they would shut it down. And basically saying, if you try to go through there, you're a sitting duck and we will attack you. Now, President Trump just said yesterday that their missiles don't have very good aim. And so, you know, but either way, I want to talk to you about what happened with the Lloyd's of London, whatever it is, that they've always insured all these ships that go around the world, and they are always saying, you know, if you want to be a in the international trade, you have to come to us for the insurance. And they've been able to control that entire market. Well, not so fast. President Trump has worked it so that he says, okay, if Lords of London, because I think of it as Lords of London, because that's who they think they are, right? They think they're the Lord. They said, you know, they were not going to insure anyone going across here because it's war. Well, President Trump said, we will insure all these ships that are going through here with the backing of the U.S. government. We will protect them, and we will also protect them with our military. So I'm going to show you a little bit more about what's going on that. It's a vital global oil artery, and they're trying to control this. All right, so that is the Strait of Hormuz. Look how tight it is. I mean, it's really, you have to really like turn a 90-degree turn to get through the Strait of Hormuz. And so it's in Iranian water, so they've always said, well, this is our area that we can control. Well, not so fast, because we have our wonderful President Trump who's not allowing that to happen. So I just want to read this one to you. And so here's actually the where it was going. And then it really slowed down after this war started. Now, of course, we are not surprised. Look at it. It's like grind to a halt. Hardly anybody going through here. And so I don't know, some of these little, you know, the color, I don't know if it's like, these are little ships going through here that are the little green ones that are going through, but like no red ones are going at all. Imagine those are the big tankers. And so they don't want to be in that position. So I wanted you to be aware of that. Oh, diddly. All right. So I want you to be aware of that. It says, and so I said, trust the plan. President Trump knew very well that this was going to happen, that this is, you know, and what he was going to do to protect the oil trade, because obviously if the oil, and yes, prices have gone up a little bit, but whatever it has to take to set the world free, to liberate the world from this cabal, we have to do, right? The traffic through the Strait of Hormuz, primarily oil tankers and cargo vessels carrying crude oil, petroleum products, and LNG, is currently severely disrupted and operating at a tiny fraction of normal levels due to the ongoing 2026 Iran conflict involving U.S. and Israeli strikes, Iranian retaliatory threats, and attacks on vessels. Normal history baseline, the Strait typically sees around 20 million barrels per day of oil and petroleum products transiting, about 20% of the global oil consumption, or 25% of global seaborne oil trade. The daily vessel traffic averages roughly 100 to 138 vessels going through that little turn, with 50 large tankers over 100 meters long per day in recent pre-crisis data. Current levels, as of early March, this was a couple of days ago, traffic has effectively halted or is near zero for commercial international tankers. Tanker transit dropped by 90 to 94% compared to late February pre-crisis averages, from 50 tankers to zero on days 1 through 4, March 1 through 4. Overall vessel crossings fell sharply from 5 total on March 4th versus normal much higher, 7 days average down to 27 or less. The reports describe it as down to zero. Basically, it grinded to a halt for large oil tankers in some tracking data, with many ships anchored outside the Strait, diverting routes or suspended by major carriers. It's limited the flows. All right, so I want you to see that this is what is happening, and then I want you to listen to this guy give a very good explanation of what President Trump is doing. I said they tried to destroy the global trade by shutting off Lloyd's of London insurance for ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. So what did President Trump do? He insured the ships through the U.S. government and is protecting them with military escorts. Now, the other thing I'm going to show you a verse here in just a second from God's Word that is really a lot about this. The it's really just talking about the shipmasters. It really is. It's like then we have the whole thing is really spelled out for us in the Book of Revelation. It's really amazing. But it's not just their fear of not being protected and not, you know, having insured by Lloyd's of London, and they can be insured by the U.S. government. The thing is, they are on the same team, and they are they have to show, if they want to have be in this position as a as this as the shipmaster, and these big global, you know, shipping companies, they have to show that they are siding with the cabal. That's really what it boils down to. And so that's why still there's not, even though they're being insured, even though they're being protected by the U.S. military, they still, many of them are not going through there because they don't want to upset the lords of London. Okay. So this is, the name of this video is about, you know, the blow to the bankers. I'm also going to show you the blow to Netanyahu here in just a second. But the, you know, I want you to see that, you know, that's really what President Trump is revealing to everybody, is that they all are in on it against the world. They are in this one little special group, and they just expect that everybody has to just bow down to them. And they are part of this, you know, they've signed a pact, a blood oath, secret society, that if you want to be in the secret society of shipmasters, then you have to do what we say. And when the going gets tough, and we have someone like a President Trump come in, and he's trying to gain control of the shipping business and the oil in the world, then you have to side with us. Does that make sense? I just want to make sure that you understood. This is not so different from the Masons who control your town, or this is just on a much bigger scale and then specific to the shipping industry. All right, so this guy has a really great thing to say about it. Let's listen to him.
He just killed the British Empire, let me explain. This is the Strait of Hormuz. You've been hearing about it on the news. About 20 to 30% of all oil in the world goes through this strait. Here is what you don't know. In order to go through this strait, ships have to have insurance. There is only one company in the entire globe that is big enough to insure all the oil tankers going through this strait. That company is Lloyd's of London. It is responsible for about 2% of the British Empire's GDP, over a $40 billion contribution to the United Kingdom, and 50,000 jobs. But it's also a geopolitical tool for the UK, and they decided they were no longer going to insure anyone going through the Strait of Hormuz, which would have halted all energy shipments. Which was kind of a giant F you to Donald Trump to confuse and distort the energy markets and make America look bad. But Trump said that the United States government is going to start insuring these shipping companies. Not only that, they will provide personal escorts for these boats with the US Navy. Just in a matter of minutes, the United States has shut down one of the largest geopolitical tools the United Kingdom has had all the way back to the 1600s. Not only ensures they no longer have geopolitical leverage, but is going to crush their economy. It's not like Lloyd's can just magically come back online. Now that the United States is insuring these boats, which, by the way, were the reasons boats could even go through that strait anyway because of the United States military, not like these boats are going to go back to Lloyd's of London insurance. They're probably going to stay with the United States, and Trump knows this.
All right. Well, okay, so I have not checked in the past couple of days to see, you know, is this, to be honest, I really should have done that before I came online to see if they are actually moving through there. But they were acting like they were not going to, they still were scared to move through there because, again, it's a mafia. You know, if you, even though they might not blow you out of the water, if they say, well, we'll shut down your business and we'll box you out and shut you down so that you can't have any global trade, then it's effectively the same thing. Okay, so this is, again, part of what President Trump is fighting, is that this whole group is plotted against humanity. Okay, so it's really an important piece to understand of this whole puzzle. So I wanted to connect it to biblically what is happening in Revelation chapter 18. This is the famous passage where it's talking about Babylon is fallen. That great city has fallen. She's become a home for demons. She's a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. You know, years ago, when we would read this, we're like, what is this talking about? Who is this? Who is this dreadful? You know, I just didn't understand because I didn't understand the evil that was going on underneath our noses. You probably didn't either. And so I'm going to show you at the very end of this video, stay tuned, because I'm going to show you what President Trump just spilled yesterday about how evil they are. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said it. Anyway, so it says, for all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. They're not just immoral, they're passionate about their immorality. They're so evil because demons dwell within them. The demons just compel them to do evil. They thought, I'll take in these demons and I'll become rich and powerful and it'll be so great. And then next thing you know, they realize that it made them wretched and evil and awful. All the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. How have they fallen? Because they joined in league. They joined with them in, saying, oh, we can become rich and powerful if we just do, join with them. If we do it with their, what we're told, if we, we can become a wealthy trader throughout the world, a shipmaster, and have all this wealth, if we just join with them. And it's you do a deal with the devil wants to get his dues paid. And this is the time. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desires for extravagant luxury. The merchants of the world have grown rich. This is how they've grown rich. It's just talking about these ones who do this international trade, they have grown so ultra wealthy. And this is, because they've agreed, maybe they didn't realize at first all the things that they were agreeing to, but now the bill is coming due. And the Lord says, come away from her. Do not take part in her sins or you'll be punished with her. This is the moment. The Lord has given them an opportunity. Which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side of humanity or are you going to be on the side of the Lords of London? I know it's Lloyds, but anyway. Her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Remember how God's word says that he has forgiven our sins. Our sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. He says, your sins I remember no more. They're all covered by the blood of Christ. This is, for them, the opposite. He remembers their sins, and they will be punished for their sins. He says, come out, get out. And this is another opportunity for them to say, I'm going to side with humanity. I know someone who told a mutual friend that he could not repent because not be able to. He knows the truth about Jesus. He knows the truth, but he can't. And it's not just in his heart that he can't. It's also because he knows the price he would pay. Same thing with these shipmasters. Due to her, as she has done to others, double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. Some of these ships have carried children. I'm sure a lot of them have, and have trafficked children. Yeah. Oh, we're just have oil on this ship, but no, there's children on here too. So this is the terror that they have brewed. Imagine a child being trafficked, thrown on a ship, and you don't know if you'll ever see. You figure you'll never see your parents again, and have no idea what's going to end up happening to you. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. I'm a queen on my throne. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn. Okay, so at the beginning of this chapter, this is what it's talking about: is these people who've joined in league. Now let's roll down a little bit farther. It says they'll look at a distance. Oh, I should read the whole chapter. The kings of the world who committed adultery with her and engaged in and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. The whole thing is being burned to the ground. The picture of all these missiles going into Iran is, it's a picture of them being just decimated and charred to just nothing, to stubble. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for you, O Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came upon you. This is what's happening. When you see, I just posted a picture of the bombs blasting in Iran, it going straight to, not the people, but straight to the criminal cabal. And they're just being blasted into hell, literally. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her. There's no one left to buy their goods. We won't be able to do international trade and make all this money. And look at this verse right here. She brought silver, cinnamon and spice, etc. Sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies. That is human slaves. President Trump is going against the shipping industry because they have shipped children, human bodies, slaves as their cargo. That is what's happening. That is what he is revealing with this whole, all the shipping industry and the discussion right now of what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz and how they are controlling that or trying to. They won't win. We know that. Criminal won't. So look at this. How terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out in gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, the wealth of that city is gone. Yesterday, we did a video, I'll show you in a second, about BlackRock, and that their stock is going in the tank. They can't even pay their people who are trying to get the people who are trying to get the money out and cash out, basically, of that stock. And they are, you know, like a run on the bank. They can't come up with the money. Big deal. They stopped paying out people who wanted to get out of the stock. So the BlackRock is I did a whole video on that yesterday. If you haven't seen that video, definitely go and watch that so you can see what all BlackRock has been doing. And all the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend. They will say, "Where is there another city as great as this?" They'll weep and throw dust on their heads and show their grief. They'll cry, "How terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it is all gone." There's a whole chapter in the Book of Revelation devoted to this group that President Trump has taken down right this minute. How about that? Amen. Hallelujah. They're losing King Wazo. Amen. Amen to that. Isn't that awesome? I'm so glad that we have the eyes to see it. I'm so thankful that the Lord has given us the eyes to piece this together. And then for us in the verse 20, "Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes." That might be a verse for the fridge. Put that on your fridge. Put that where you see it every day. "Rejoice over her fate, O heaven." O heaven, in other words, all of our forefathers who have gone on before. People who died from taking the jab and who know now that they were murdered. And they're rejoicing in heaven that these people are going to get their just desserts. They're going to be punished for what they did. Rejoice, all you in heaven. Finally, God has judged her for your sakes. He's rescuing us. He's showing that we are the ones he loves and that he is destroying them. They've been able to live large and wealthy and the precious stones and all this stuff that I was just reading about for all this time, thinking that they were the ones who were in the catbird seat and they were the ones who were in control of the world. And they're finding out now they're not. This is the end of it. This cabal in Iran, this is the head of this criminal cartel. How they control the world based upon the petrodollar and what goes through that Strait of Hormuz. Are y'all piecing this together? And people of God and prophets and apostles, that's us. We're rejoicing. We are rejoicing. Some people might not see it. We don't care. We're trying to wake them up. But either way, we see what's going on and we see that this is the end of it for them. This is the end times for them. If you're not familiar, definitely go and check out. If you want to see more about what I'm talking about here, as I knock everything over, is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This person at the end who's like saying, "Well, what about this and what about that? You're a terrible teacher." I've got it all in the book. All in the book. Verse by verse by verse by verse. This is what we're seeing. It's the end times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace. A mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, "Just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sounds of harpers and singers and flutes and trumpets will never be heard in you again. The craftsmen, no trades or craftsmen will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The happy voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again." Anything you guys did that made you happy will never be done again. "For your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries." How about that for a verse for the fridge? This is how they've deceived the whole world. They've done a sorcery to trick the whole world because they would take all the wealth of the nations and they would hoard it, and then they would pay the people a pittance for if they would mine it or whatever. This is how they've done, and then they would take all the wealth. They would take all the benefit out of all the resources in all these countries. This is how they've done it through all these ships. They just gathered up all this wealth and through this sorcery to trick the people, to get in these people who are the false prophets, as well as false politicians who were saying that they're working for the good of the people and they were not. You know, oh, we'll have jobs. Yeah, at 10 cents an hour, right? In the streets flowed the blood of the prophets of the holy people and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. And the Lord is holding them accountable for their crimes against humanity. Praise the Lord. Okay, did anybody answer the question about the 666? I'm going to go back and see. Now, I'm like the school teacher. You know, they say the answer. See anybody answering that question? Somebody answer that question. Give you a few more minutes. What does the 666 mean? What does it mean? I see a lot of chatting. I see a lot of people talking about what we're talking about, which is great, but I don't see anybody answering what does the 666 mean? I want to know that you guys know. We're going to go over it again if you don't get it. All right. So because it's really important. It's really important that they misled us, and we need to understand what, you know, the truth is about the book of Revelation. Right? Oh. Now, this is where President Trump is talking. He did two things in response to Pahlavi. Pahlavi is the son of the Shah of Iran. He has been in, quote, exile out of Iran all these years. So let me just tell you something. I don't trust him. The people of Iran don't trust him. They are so glad that Khomeini is dead. And that the American government is coming in to remove this criminal cabal that has wrecked their country, stolen and siphoned away, just like we're talking about, siphoning away all the wealth of Iran from the people. They're so excited. They're so thankful. You know, even the people who are not even paying attention, they see clearly that President Trump, you know, has caused jancing in the streets. And everyone is so happy all over the world because of what President Trump has done. So nobody was doing it. Nobody, no president had done it before. And so President Trump is being applauded all over the world. So there are two things. There's a lot of discussion about what happened with this school being bombed. And so President Trump, I'm not going to play the clip, but they're asking, you know, who did this? Well, Pete Hegseth was saying it's under investigation, but President Trump said it was Iran. Their munitions have terrible aim. And so then Pete also said, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said that, yeah, they are the ones who target their own people. Now, we've seen how the bombs are, I mean, precision to the, like, right on within a millimeter of exactly the target of where they're intended to go. So that's how the American munitions go. And President Trump said, you know, it was Iran. Well, the problem was Pahlavi upset the Iranian people. Like I said, one of my dear friends is from Iran. And so she was saying that he upset all the people because he did not say one word about those children, but he was mourning the loss of the soldiers. And of course, I'm sure you were with me yesterday when we were mourning the loss of those soldiers who were getting what do you call it, a respectful, I don't remember the name of it, but where they are removed and brought back into country, and beautiful event of great honor and respect for the six who lost their lives. But he's honoring them, but he didn't honor the children. So that upset them, number one. And friend said he lost about half of his support. And then number two, they don't appreciate that he went to Israel, and they believe that he's under the control of Bibi Netanyahu. So again, this is the second part of the video today where I'm talking about how did they destroy, is the blow against Bibi Netanyahu. This is the blow against Bibi Netanyahu, is this clip right here. There's two clips by President Trump where he's talking about, you know, who should be the leader once this entire Iranian regime is gone. So I want you to see what he said. Very important.
I guess he is. Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said that. He looks like a very nice person, but it would seem to me that somebody that's there, that's currently popular, if there's such a person, but we have people like that. We have people that were more moderate. You know, these were radical lunatics, and you know what they get? They get nothing. All they do is kill people.
That was huge. you know, President Trump is not saying it like maybe I would. I'd be like, this guy's crazy. He's a bad guy. I mean, you know, again, I don't know a lot about Pahlavi, but what I do know gives me pause. I know also that his father had allowed British Petroleum to come in and maintain, well, they came in 118 years ago, but he allowed them to continue controlling the oil after they had one guy, Magado or whatever his name was. He came in and they removed him and replaced him with the Shah of Iran, this man, Reza Pahlavi's father. And so we see his history with his family. So, you know, by all, you know, if the ones in power are saying that they want him to be put in position, I'm very skeptical. But I want you to hear what President Trump says. Let's break this down, because he's saying it he says things in such a calm way. You really have to just take the impact of the words themselves. Check this out.
Maybe it would be more appropriate. I've said that. We haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said.
Okay, so he's already saying at the very beginning, at the outset of his comment, he's saying, you know, I know you're thinking Pahlavi, but maybe someone who's been in Iran this whole time, because he said he was exiled, but he probably could have lived there. He's not living there. So President Trump is saying someone who is actually living in Iran, who's been there through all of the thick and thin. So that's the first thing he says.
That he looks like a very nice person, but it would seem to me that somebody that's there, that's currently popular, if there's such a person.
Okay, so the next thing he says is he looks like a nice person. That would seem to make you think, oh, well, he must be a nice person. No, that's not what President Trump said. He said he looks like a nice person. All two different things. He looks like a nice person. And then wait till the end when he said, these people are lunatics. He's talking about Pahlavi. He's talking about Pahlavi. If someone will listen carefully to what President Trump's saying, they'll see that he's talking about this guy right here. You tell me if I'm reading it wrong, but who else is he talking about? The whole discussion is about Pahlavi. And Pahlavi came out. I'm going to show you the clip of that too. He said, oh, I'm, you know, the Iranian people have asked and I've agreed to come back in and be the interim transition leader. Who asked you? Two people? I'm going to show you that. It's very educational, because it shows you how they roll, how they play this and make it look like, oh, see, I'm the knight in shining armor. I'm the one who's going to make sure that there's free and fair elections. I'm going to be the, you know, save the day. Yeah. No, you're not. No, you're not. Not so fast, President Trump is basically saying. All right. So I want you to hear that one more time. So listen up.
He looks like a very nice person.
He looks like a very nice person. Look at that look on his face. He looks like a very nice person. He's saying in a very diplomatic way, he looks like a very nice person. He's saying he's not a nice person. He may look like one, but he's not. Okay? All right, down.
But it would seem to me that somebody that's there, that's currently popular, if there's such a person, but we have people like that.
We have people like that who have been in the country, who are popular, that can fulfill that role. We have people like that. All right. So I'm going to show you the next clip that President Trump said, but I want you to hear this, pal, and take the impact of this.
Yeah, people that were more moderate. You know, these were radical lunatics, and you know what they get? They get nothing. All they do is kill people.
They're radical lunatics. All they do is kill people.
You know, these were radical lunatics, and you know what they get? They get nothing. All they do is kill people.
All right. That's who he's talking about. He's talking about Pahlavi. He's saying they're radical lunatics. All they do is kill people. Am I wrong? Isn't that exactly what he's saying? He's saying Pahlavi. Now, I want you to see also one other quick thing. Okay, this is just an audio. And I'm gonna play for you what Pahlavi had said. Like, he's coming in as the knight in shining armor. So he says, He wants to be involved in the selection of Iran's next leader. Check this one out.
Now, maybe we'll do it later.
He said he wanted to be involved in the selection of the next leader of Iran. Can you talk to me?
Well, because I don't want to just come back every 10 years, and mostly you'll have presidents, mostly, that won't do that because they don't get it. But we don't want to come back every 5 years or every 10 years and do this. So we want to pick a president that's not going to be leading their country into a war. Do you have any questions?
Okay. All right. So that was a great statement also, that President Trump wants to be involved in who is going to be the next president. Now, and so I was talking with a dear friend. I'm like, well, how does he get to choose? He's not saying he's choosing, but he is saying who cannot be. So, for example, Khomeini's son, if you saw, he was saying that, oh, he's going to be the next supreme leader. And so all of a sudden they're not announcing it because President Trump posted one little truth that says, oh, it's interesting that whenever someone is announced as the next supreme leader, they end up dead. So everybody is scared to be announced as the next supreme leader because they don't want that to happen to them. And they know that they can be dead like that. The last guy made it, I think, 22 hours. So there you go. So these ones who are part of this regime are not going to be on the ballot, is the point. In a very similar way, we had in the Democrat Party, there was a congressman from Texas who is having some extramarital affair with one of his staff people. And next thing you know, this person ends up dead by suicide. And so he's removed. He's not able to run. They're saying, you're not able to run. You're not on the list. You know, we're not telling everyone who to vote for. We're just saying who you cannot vote for, who cannot be on the ballot because this person has too many check marks against them. And that's what basically President Trump is saying. Put good people on the list, but not these ones who are bought and paid for part of this crime syndicate, whether it's the Khomeini part group or the Pahlavi group, any of these in this group can't be on the list because we're not doing this again. We've spent a lot of money. We've spent a lot of time and effort. Blood and treasure, and we're not doing this again. And that's what President Trump is saying. All right. So I hope that really helps that makes sense. And so here's what he says. He looks like a nice man. And so he's saying that he wants to return it, and I will do exactly that. It'll return to normalcy. And I would agree that he probably would not have the theocratic state, but you can kill people just as easy, even without having a theocratic state, making people wear burqas and all that. He says, we'll have the transition orderly and have the Iranians determine their future through the ballot box. Well, let me just tell you, if he's controlling the elections, then guess who's going to win? We don't need you to be the transition leader. Where you been? Right. And so, you know, I don't think that this is the way that people are going to go. They thought maybe at one point that it was going to be good for him to come back. Well, you know, when they were under the Khomeini regime. But now that they see how he's already acting, connected to Bibi, connected to the Zionists, connected to and also not really showing honor to the families whose children were killed tragically. They're like, no, the people are not interested in him. The problem is we know how the voting can go. And he goes, oh, I won. Yay. You know. All right. So check this out.
Republic has launched missiles at the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, Kuwait, Oman, Jordan, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. It is targeting our Arab neighbors. These violations of their sovereignty are unacceptable, and we condemn them. But this is nothing new. This is who the Islamic Republic has always been, and this is why it must end. For nearly five decades, this terrorist regime has sown chaos and bloodshed across our region. It propped up Assad, turning Syria into a graveyard. It planted Hezbollah as a state within a state in Lebanon. It armed the Houthis to destabilize the Arabian Peninsula.
Okay, everything that he is saying is true. And I would agree with it. And I would say, I agree that Iran, the Iranian regime, should not have done any of these things that he's talking about. But that's what a politician does. That's what a controlled politician does. If you remember the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the white horse is the fake politicians. And they come in and they sound really good, but they are just a mouthpiece. And they're a puppet. And that is what, you know, it appears from what President Trump is saying, that he believes this man is just a puppet. He's a BB puppet. So with President Trump saying this, that's why I had on there BB crying, because President Trump is not going to allow this, his puppet, to be installed. That's just all there is to it. and you know, what's Bibi Netanyahu going to say? But that's my guy. You know, it doesn't matter what you say, Bibi Netanyahu. You're not in control. All right, so I want you to see a little bit more about what he says as far as the ballot box.
Revolution. Iran worked closely with Arab leaders, from King Faisal to Sheikh Zayed to King Hussein to President Sadat, to ensure the transition is orderly, the country is stabilized, and Iranians determine their future through the ballot box. We will not repeat the mistakes of past transitions. We will avoid de-Ba'athification scenarios and maintain as many bureaucrats and public servants in transition as possible. Iranians have made their choice at an enormous price.
Okay, so that right there, it just bottom line, it sounds really good. We all want that. Everything he's saying sounds good, but the devil's in the details, as we say, as we've heard many times. And so he's not going to be allowed to run this transition. All right, now I want you to see where one of the phrases he said. Maybe I can read it. Okay, the Iranian people have called on me to lead the transition after the regime is gone. I have accepted that responsibility. Who did? Who are these Iranians who have called on you to lead this transition? Maybe the 10% who are upset that Khomeini is dead because they were in on it. Are they the ones? Yeah, that's what I feel. All right, so I want you to see that. Those two blows to Lloyd's of London and also to BB, that this way that they have run the world and run Iran and trying to for him to go, you know, basically what I believe that Bibi's wanting to do, he wants Pahlavi in there because he wants that land. He wants to control that land. And his whole goal is to gobble up this gigantic portion of the Middle East. And if you've seen, the map of Iran is a huge, huge portion. And that's where Bibi Netanyahu is foaming at the mouth, salivating over taking this land. All right, so I want you to see all of that. All right, so yeah, this is where in the book, The Golden Age, I talk about, you know, the great abundance that will return. And this is, we talked about that yesterday on the video about the BlackRock, that all the wealth that they had stolen from us is going to come back to us. So here's the book, The Golden Age. And all, like I said, I also almost have the audio book finished, but I want to read a little portion to you from The Golden Age of Joy. And this is from Isaiah 65, verse 18. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a delight and her people a joy. When you think of the word Jerusalem, don't think of a little place on a map. Jerusalem is the city of peace. Jerusalem is the city of peace. We are the city of peace all over the world. Whether you live in Timbuktu or Beijing or in Peru, wherever you live, it will be the city of peace. And if you notice, President Trump just had this huge meeting to stop the cartels and had many of the Latin American country leaders come and meet with him yesterday. The man gets more done than I can even ever imagine how much he gets done. Anyway, so we are not only bringing Jerusalem peace in the Middle East, we're bringing Jerusalem to the Latin American countries and our country too. He said that the fentanyl has gone down 67%. So it's not completely eradicated yet, but it is. We've got to get rid of this cartel. The cartels that have run the Latin American countries have to be gone. And that's what they just worked on yesterday, this huge collective group working toward that and how they're going to get this accomplished. It's going to be Jerusalem. So I'll rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. So see, that really makes a big difference when you're reading the word. The Zionists want you to go, oh, well, this is just talking about the Middle East, this little city in the Middle East. Clearly, that's not what the Bible is talking about. It's not about a location on a map. It's talking about the promises of God that are for all of his people wherever they live. I'll rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people, and the voice of weeping and the voice of crying will be heard in her no more. Now, I want you to see the comparison between the one I was just reading in Revelation 18, that there will be the voice of laughter will be heard no more, right? That was in Revelation 18. And now, for them, they will have no more laughter, no more joy, no more happiness. All their happiness is gone. And for us, the voice of weeping and crying will be heard no more. Isn't that a beautiful contrast? I just think that is so cool. So this is from the chapter on the golden age of joy. If you haven't seen it, I'll show you super quick in the book. Watch your eyes to the top. You see the table of contents. All of these things are happening in the golden age. And I have the biblical texts to prove it all throughout God's word, that the golden age of truth, of justice, of peace, of health, of safety, of knowledge. Oh my goodness, the safety one you love. The knowledge, new life, of abundance, of joy, of unity, of entertainment, and of righteousness, of freedom, and of Christ as the King. So, so beautiful. And all these promises are right there. So these are available right there on Amazon. I'll just pop this over into the chat. All right, I'm going to see if anybody has given me an answer. Anyone given me an answer yet to my question? The 666, what does it mean? What is it about? So, see any answers. If you do have an answer on there, you've got to give me a little, marker so I can, it jumps out at me. Okay. Right. Right. I'm no Zionist. Thank you, Worcestershire sauce. No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm not at all. All right. So the 666 is... it's from this book here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This one right here. The 666 represents God's people because we are represented by the holy angels that stayed faithful to the Lord. There's 66% of the angels stayed with the Lord and stayed faithful to him, whereas the 1/3 of the angels fell and went with Satan and have rebelled against him ever since. So those who join in league with them are the 33s. And those who are faithful to the Lord, who side with the angels in staying obedient to the Lord, are the 66% or the 666. But why do they always flash up the 666? Why do they do that? They do that because that is their battle cry to say, let's go attack and destroy righteous humanity. Okay, y'all remember that now? Y'all remember? I don't know if you just didn't type anything in. And that's it. So it's not a symbol of imperfection or rebellion. It's not the ultimate evil. That's not it. I'm going to have to go back and redo our study. And I want you guys, if you haven't read it in a while, it's so easy to fall back into what is being taught. What's being taught to us and what's being force fed to us. And that's not biblical. It's not the truth according to God's word. And this is the thing, the book of Revelation, I never touched it because I did not understand it. For years and years and years, I taught the word of God, but I never touched the book of Revelation because I didn't understand it. And so, but now I do. Now it makes sense because we have the missing little pieces of the puzzle. And so, yeah, definitely check into this book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. You can get it over here for $2.99 on Amazon and listen to it. Also, the audiobook is over on melissaredpill.com and right here under audiobooks, right here. And like I said, hopefully soon I'll have the Golden Age one ready for you. All right, so every time we do a video, I'll try to remember to do like maybe next time I'll do the Mark of the Beast or the Four Horsemen. And actually, you know what? Let me show you super quick. Let me show you this. When you go to that page I was just showing you on the End Times one, you go to the intro. You've got a couple little videos that show you, break down the End Times. Here it talks about the different books. And then way at the bottom, I have got some memes that You can share. Like, here's a meme about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Here's one about the 666 is righteous humanity, whereas the 33 is the fallen angels. Who's the Antichrist? What is the 1111? And just various things, the four living beings. I love that one. I finally understood that one. It's like, it was really so wonderful how the Lord helped me to piece it together. All right. So anyway, I want you to see that. And so let's make sure that we really understand so that we can help others to understand. We've got to really have a clear understanding of it. And it takes, I'll tell you this, it takes a while because we've been misled for so long. All right. But not anymore. All right. So I want you to see what was said about from Tyrus about something happening soon. He's saying in the summertime. Listen to what he had to say about the summertime. Check it out.
I will get my banner. I'll put my beard on the line. I think by summertime, it's going to be an amazing time to be an American. It's going to be an amazing time to be all over the world because the sheriff is back. Listen, one of the things you guys argue do a lot about is you like to, one of the biggest things was, you know how it's going well? Because they brought up gas prices. That was the thing. Or, you know, we might be out of bombs. Those are the talking points. But here's the thing. When I'm anti-war, also, until my countrymen are sent out to war.
Okay, so the main thing I wanted you to see is he's talking about summertime. And so this is the calendar. And I think it's kind of cool that we've made it to what I believe is the 1335th day. We've talked about that. If you haven't seen my videos on that, go back and look at and see the 1335. So, and also pinned on my X account, my Melissa Red Pill. It's starting to get some traction. So you guys, if you don't mind, go over and make comments on that pinned post over on X. And I'll show that to you. But that day, I believe Purim is the day when it really starts to pull down this entire criminal cabal. That is when we attacked Iran, the Iranian regime, not the Iranian people, obviously. And so this Iranian regime, and I was going to say this earlier, and I think I forgot to, is that I was talking with someone who doesn't really pay much attention, and she said that she could tell because the people of Iran were dancing in the streets that they did not clearly like this regime. And maybe they were out there yelling death to America, but yeah, it's either that or be killed. I mean, it's what are your choices, right? So when you look at this, the dates, President Trump said 4 weeks. Well, 4 weeks takes us right to the week of Easter, which is Resurrection Day. I would love it if we saw that this was, you know, the mass start awakening, everyone awakens and we can get rid of this criminal cabal. And if you notice, you know, here that, you know, we're going to be having this celebration, the Jubilee in May. Let's see if I can go to that one. May, right here, May 17th, right there, the first of Sivan. That's the first of Sivan. And it starts just before the Shavuot, which is the Pentecost celebration. This is on the 17th. That's when we're going to be in Washington, D.C. for the Jubilee. They literally call it the Jubilee. And so I can't imagine us having the Jubilee before the battle is over, right? The National Jubilee of Prayer and Praise and Thanksgiving is part of the broader commemoration of America's 250th anniversary. So I'm going to go. So if you guys can go, I would love to see you there. And we'll make some signs of Freedom Force Battalion or, you know, something. I don't care what you write. It's just something good that celebrates how we love the Lord. And this is the end times for them. How about something like that? And 1,000 years of peace for us. Something like that. Make some banners. So representing, the battalion. We've been fighting in this battle for a long, long time together, haven't we, guys? Anyway, so it's going to be on the National Mall on Sunday, May 17th, rededicating our country as one nation under God. And so we are reclaiming our national roots, of religious roots, encouraging national prayer, reaffirming faith as foundational to American identity. They've tried to take away our faith from us, and it didn't work. We're back. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, couple of other housekeeping things. So President Trump said, we're eradicating ISIS. Well, who is ISIS? What is ISIS? Remember Bill Clinton, remember saying, it just depends on what is. He was saying Israeli intelligence service. is the Israeli intelligence service. ISIS is the Israeli intelligence service. They have attacked, of course, countries all over with their ISIS. And when President Trump says this, that we formed a coalition to eradicate ISIS, he's talking about eradicating the Israeli intelligence service. Check this out.
Just as we formed a coalition to eradicate ISIS in the Middle East, we must now do the same thing to eradicate the cartels at home.
All right, so this is from his meeting yesterday with the Latin American leaders, I think 17 Latin American leaders, and about removing the cartels in our hemisphere. Well, he's saying we also join together with the other Middle Eastern countries to eradicate ISIS. And of course, he can't say what I'm saying, which is that it's the Israeli intelligence service, but that is what it is. And so he knows that, and he expects us to know it or to share this information. So definitely share this video. All right. So now President Trump also is talking about that these are very sick people. How many times has he said that? We've heard that on the board. That's a very unique, interesting way to say it. Normally you would say that they're evil, but he's saying that they're sick. Check this out. This is definitely a cue to the cue, a nod to the cue people. Check this out.
Heroes in our country, and we're going to keep it that way. And there's always, when it comes to wars, there's always that. But we're going to keep it to a minimum, I think, Pete. And going to be something, a service that we're really providing, not for the Middle East, but for the world. These were sick people, very sick people.
Yes, and he's not meaning that they've got a cold. He's meaning they're sick as in evil. Sick as in evil. So I want you to hear also what President Trump had to say about what they do to babies. I flipped. I could not believe he was saying this, but he just put it right out there. And yeah, everybody's, I think just since last night, it's got almost 300,000 views. Everybody realizes he is taking it right to them. And he can say it because a lot of people think, oh, he's talking about the Iranian regime and all the evil atrocities that they have done to their people, which is true, but he's talking about that this group is pure evil. You know how in the past he's talking about MS-13 and they just love to cut people. It was just that they're, you know, clearly demonic. He would talk about MS-13. He's talking about this Iranian regime in the same way, and this Iranian regime is basically the New World Order cabal. Okay, so listen to what President Trump has to say on this. I flipped.
Getting a desalination plan in Rome. They said that might open the door to other strikes on infrastructure, non-military.
That must also open the door to other strikes against them.
Look, can you respond to that allegation? Did the U.S. hit the desalination?
They are among the most evil people ever on earth. They cut babies' heads off. They chop women in half. What they did, take a look at October 7th. Take a look at what they've done over the last 47 years. So I know nothing about a desalinization plant other than to say, if they're complaining about a desalinization plant, we complain about the fact that they shouldn't be chopping babies' heads off, okay?
How about that? We'll complain about that. Yeah, don't worry about the desalinization plant. Don't worry about that. We're complaining about them doing this to babies. I was shocked that President Trump would just come out with that. Not, you know, dinner table talk. And for him to come out and say this is what they do, it's a red pill for the world. Because people just, they don't want to ever imagine that such a thing would happen in the world. People would do such a thing as this. And President Trump is putting it right out there. And I think a lot of people are seeing it. So definitely go. I'll give you the link. And so you can go and share that link so everyone can see. This is what President Trump is saying. Talked about the babies. So thank you, President Trump. We've been trying to say this. Even Bill Maher is saying, hey, the QAnon people were right because they said that there was a pedophile ring running the world. No, but they don't. Cannibals, well, but soon enough, people will realize that it's all true. It's all true, and that we've been saying it for a long, long time. All right, so thank you, President Trump, for exposing the truth on that so that it helps us Now that he, you know, and of course we've helped him because we've laid the groundwork about this for a long time and we were ridiculed and now he's saying it. And so now we can help to really charge and push this on out there. All right. So there was that. All right. So, this is the one I did yesterday. This is the one about the BlackRock, that the BlackRock stock, let me make sure that you can see that. The BlackRock stock went down almost 8%. And I go into detail on this video yesterday that we did called, I don't know what that is. Yeah, that one right there. And the BlackRock bankers equals the golden age. All right. So I want you to see that one. All right. So that's that. That one right there. President Trump is destroying BlackRock. And I go into who is BlackRock and what have they done? Basically, you think of Monopoly Board, they have gobbled up everything on the entire Monopoly Board. And they run everything. And for them to be brought down, it's the end of this Wall Street game that they've played on us. It's huge. It's huge. And they are not able to pay their people. So anyway, watch that video and you can see more of the details about that. You know what I'll do is I'll just see if I can give you the link to that one. Share right there. I'll give you the copy and I'll pop that over. If you haven't seen that one, definitely go and watch that video. All right. I think that is it. So praise the Lord for BlackRock being destroyed. I think that's everything I had to tell you today. And we're right at 1 hour. So let's rock and roll. So I can not have this go too much longer because I try to keep it to an hour. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and thank you that it is the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Thank you how you have told the minor prophets what to tell us. And thank you that we've given us the ears to hear it and the eyes to see it and to understand it. Lord, as each day goes on, we just pray that you'll just help us to understand more and more of the truth, to lock it in, whether it's about Revelation, whether it's about the babies, whether it's about the Strait of Hormuz, whether it's about who to have as a leader, and whether it's about bringing down this criminal cartel that's run the stock market, all these things, we see that you are destroying them. Thank you for Revelation 18, where we see that all the things that they've done will happen no more, that they will not have all of our wealth and destroy humanity. Thank you, Lord. You are rescuing humanity. I thank you for our wonderful president. I thank you for all those in these key leadership roles. Just ask you to continue to bless them and strengthen them. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen everyone on the battalion and that soon that we'll see this great day of Jubilee, this great day of rededicating our country and also where all the captives are freed and all the debts are canceled. We thank you and we praise you that we have lived to see this day where the destruction of the criminal Antichrist, we never, you know, even understood who we were, who it was, who was doing all this evil, but you knew, and you are bringing them down with this whole diseased, corrupt temple. You're bringing it down and you've allowed us to see it. We praise you and thank you. And just ask you to help us to be faithful, to complete the mission that you have called each one of us to bless us so that we can bless our families and friends and all our communities and people we may not ever even know. Get to know. I pray you protect our health, Lord. I pray you'd help us to detox any of these chemicals that they have put into our body that are harmful to our health. I pray you'd help us to absorb good nutrients and have good air and good water and good food so that we can get our health in tip-top condition so we can live as long as trees. Have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. I pray all this in your wonderful name. Love it. I love it. I'm so glad that you guys are here with me. I'm so glad that we are here together. Don't forget to definitely go onto my page and look at the health page. If you haven't seen it yet, definitely go and see all the health information here. Watch the videos. Everybody take care of yourself. Make sure that you are doing everything you can to detox every day. Make sure that you are getting all the ingredients, the nutrients you need. Make sure that you are doing this antifungal, anti-mold silver every day. It's wonderful. You can just spray this wonderful, like a breath freshener, and it's wonderful. And it's antifungal. It's really so great for you. Also, protect your gut health. This research this. Understand how to protect your gut health with everything in your house and everything that you put in your body and even for your pups and kitty cats. All right. I love you guys. I'm not going to talk about that because YouTube will get mad, but that's really important. So go and check on that. If there's something they're fighting, you know it's something really, really good. And definitely check into everything we have for you over on freedomforce.live. And That's it, guys. And I love you. And I'll see you Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central Time. All right? I love you. And I will talk to you. Uh-oh. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't get to say, I wanted to say goodbye. I love you guys. And I will talk to you later. Release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.